it's really good. I started to get a bit stronger. I feel really fitter than I was before when I was on the team. All the conditioning on the track, we've done 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off and stuff like that. It's all building up and doing like really well. Feeling a lot fitter than I was a couple of weeks ago and a lot stronger as well. Today I've done my PB on the squat, so I'm happy with that, yeah.
And of course, you're noticing big differences, aren't you, from the last time you were with the team to now. Obviously the changes in training setup is really beneficial.
Yeah, we've got a lot of help as well off different type. We've got lifestyle coaches and that now. We've got a strength conditioning coach, we've got a nutritionist, we've got a lot more help around than before. I was on the team, I didn't really have a nutritionist. So like on a Monday when we come back after the track session, we have meetings with a lifestyle coach and meetings with the nutritionist just to talk over how we feel and what food we should have and stuff like that.
So it's all good then, it's all helping you out, and then when you get in the ring, you feel fitter, you feel stronger, you feel more mentally prepared.
Yeah, for when I boxed at Cleary's, my legs are normally feel them go really heavy. I got out for the second round and my legs felt perfectly fine, they didn't really go feel heavy or anything. So like, I felt a lot stronger mentally when I boxed against Cleary's and my legs weren't that heavy, so it shows that it's working and the training's paying off.
Yeah, so Cleary's was early part of November. It was a defeat for you, but how did you feel you performed through the three rounds?
I felt I performed really well. Like, it's my first fight for a couple of years. I felt like I'd done a new style, what I haven't done before. I was straight on the front foot. I kept the pressure on and I felt like I could keep going and keep going. And then I just kept pushing forward, tried to rough him up a bit. And I knew what I had to do. I was working on other game plans to just rough him up. I knew the first round they had to be on him, otherwise he was going to beat me at his range, and unfortunately I lost, but I kept the pressure on and I'm happy that I could have gone the three rounds with the style that I'd done. It was a bit of going to war, but it was still a good style. The first time I've done it, and I know I've got that in the tag now, so if I know need to dig deep and get in the trenches, then that's what I'll have to do. I know I've got that there.
And your most recent show, you were thrown in the deep end really a little bit against fellow army boxing teammate Shaka. Bit of a strange experience going into the show with him.
Well, it's the first time I've boxed Shaka actually, and it's 3-0 Shaq. I don't know, we'll probably end up getting a 4-1 as well, but you know, it's good experience with Shaq. He's got a different style, very awkward style. He's elusive and shots come from everywhere, and to be honest with you, I can't even tell you what happened. Everyone's saying, yeah, you got it with red arm. I just didn't even know. So yeah, it's a good experience boxing Shaq. Obviously the style, what he's got, he's just elusive, and you learn from a style like that. Like, I'm fortunate I get to spar him. When I spar him, I get used to the style, where when he's in with somebody who's not used to that style, he's a bit, you know, it takes a lot to get used to it. So yeah, it's good experience, and we'll probably end up having a few more.
But really, this season, I know you've just lost two shows in a row, but it's all about getting the experience this year, isn't it? It's a big learning curve for you again.
Yeah, it's all about getting the experience back in. I mean, I've had that was my 72nd bout, but I'm still gaining experience. Doesn't matter how many fights you have, you're still learning. Like, I've come into a few, learning a new style now, which helps me like more on the back foot, so I can go on the front foot, but I've got that in the tank to go on the back foot. So, you know, everything's all learning. You can have like 100-odd fights, but you're still learning, and that's the good thing about training full-time on the team.
Which is fantastic. How are you doing this season? What's next for you? When are you going to be next out, do you know?
I think I'm out after Christmas now, but I'm going to come back after Christmas a lot lower on my weight than what I am now. Got to drop down to 52. Like, the weight's coming off, but it's just the change in diet just didn't really, so like, my body's just holding on to everything. But I feel like next season I'm going to try and come back around like 55 kilo and be walking around at that, so then I can be push that extra bit. My main aim before the ABAs is to get that title, box for the title, and then that's my main aim, and I do the combines to the ABAs, see how it goes from there. But at the moment it's focusing getting down to 52, and then hopefully a title shot, if not the title shot before the end of the season.